This is Coffee Break on Sunny 1230. Every day at this time, we open our microphones to individuals and groups that have some good news to share, creating a positive influence, or helping others in our community. Opinions heard during Coffee Break are those of our guests and listeners and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Sunrise Broadcasting. Now, pour another cup as we begin this morning's Coffee Break on Sunny 1230.
And joining me this morning for Coffee Break, it's not only Gene Tian from the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, but it's also Fred Lundeen. He is a CPA, and I had a chance to chat with him off air. We got a lot to cover, so Gene, I'm going to throw it towards you right away.
Good morning, Ollie. It's great to be here again. Before we get started, I want to tell you that I love your program. I have been listening. I listen to the archives. And I think you are developing a treasure trove of stories to tell about, by and about our community. I think it's a great recruiting tool, and it's a great tool for people to listen to learn more about the great community that we live in. So thank you for your positive show.
Aw, shucks.
I'm serious.
Thank you,
you. I'm telling people that.
Okay, well, the $10 is under your chair, by the way.
I don't take it.
All right, but I appreciate the kind words, and it is very great pleasure to have you here, Fred. You're a CPA, and you're going to talk about some of the intricacies and benefits. You know, we know the benefits from a community standpoint of the great work that the Community Foundation does, but there are some intricacies that sometimes they can make our brains hurt if we don't wrap ourselves around them and understand how they work to benefit both the individuals who give as well as the community. Talk to us a little about that.
Well, thank you, Ollie. I appreciate that. And today we're here really to consider smart giving. It's the end of the year, and everybody is considering charitable giving. They're also considering their income tax situation, and we're going to talk a little bit about both.
All right. So when we talk about giving, a lot of people say, well, I just write out the check. It's a 501c3. I put it in this category and this part of the 1040 form or whatever subsidiary forms, my Schedule C or my Schedule A, depending on what it is, and I'm done. Right?
That's one method, but...
All right, that is the Oliver method. The keep it simple, silly.
There we go. There are other advantages that you can take. For instance, our Community Foundation has a donor-advised fund program. That program allows somebody to make a contribution in 1 year and realize a benefit of their giving over a number of years. It's especially important in years where somebody's income might be higher than normal. They've sold some assets or sold a business, and they want to make a contribution, a significant charitable contribution that will benefit charities over a number of years.
Now, is that a lump sum donation? We'll call it in year X, and the benefits tax-wise accrue in years X plus one forward?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tried to use what my math teaching and accounting teaching tells.
There we go.
All right. So basically, if people have had a good 2014, and we hope they have, and they take a look and they say, oh my goodness, you know, Red Fox, this is the big one, you know, this is going to be the year that I'm really going to get hit with the taxes, this donor-advised fund is a way to reduce the taxable liability and get benefits going forward, right?
That's correct. That's correct. To realize an immediate tax benefit this year, even though the benefit of your contribution may be spread out to the various charities over a number of future years.
Now, from what I've understood, Jean and her team, with these donor-advised funds, they oversee all the intricacies of this. And you, as an example of an accounting professional or the individual's accounting professionals, contact Gene, and then you take it from there, right, Gene?
That is correct. And just to kind of frame it up a little bit, we currently administer 92 different donor-advised funds. We administer a total of 330 funds, but 92 of those are donor-advised. And if you aggregate those assets, it's over $10 million. Over time, those donor-advised funds have given out over $15 million since our inception 27 years ago. So it's a very powerful giving component of what the Community Foundation does and how we help our donors to achieve their charitable goals.
And in some cases, it's a lot easier, Fred and Jean, for someone just getting started in their charitable giving to use a donor-advised fund because of the number of things that the Community Foundation oversees. Am I correct?
You know, Ollie, it is, I'm sorry, Fred, it is a very flexible giving tool. It is a tool where the donor advisor might not know. As Fred said, they might have a very wonderful year end, but they are really not sure what they want to give to. Those funds can sit there for a while until the real thing comes up that really trips their trigger that they want to give to. And with the way we administer our donor advised funds, they can invade principal. So it can sit there for a while, unlike a private foundation where there's a required 5% spending rule per year. Our donor advised funds do not have that. So they can
accrue instead of having the mandatory distribution of
5%. That is correct. So it buys them some time. And, you know, when I think about the market closing on Friday, it was over 1,700. Maybe, Fred, do you have the numbers? But it was...
I think it was 17,000.
It's 17,000. Excuse me. It's a...
It was a really good day. A really good day.
It's a volatile market. But right now, people are holding appreciated holdings.
Yeah, their assets have gained in value, and there's more than one way to distribute them, Fred, and I know you have another method that you want to talk about.
Yes, we've seen people consider this at the end of the year. There are certain tax advantages to contributing appreciated property, certain capital assets that you hold, you've held for a number of years, for instance, an investment in a common stock, a publicly traded company, may have appreciated significantly over the years. There are tax provisions that allow you to obtain a deduction, a charitable deduction, for the fair market value of that security and really never have to incur the income tax burden of the appreciation.
So let's see if I've got these two methods down. I'm going to do my best Columbo here, Fred. Let's see if I understand this. There, you can have the donor-advised funds where the monies are put in now, tax benefits now and moving forward, or you can actually take the assets themselves and put them in using the method that you just talked about. Now, I'm assuming this is not something that somebody should contact their financial planner or their CPA on December 31st and say, where do I stand? What do I need to do after lunch on the 31st?
Exactly. That's correct. The gifting and transfer of stock, I would advise people to allow at least a week there. And you mentioned an either or, and actually these two methods can be combined.
They can.
The gift of appreciated property can be made to a donor advised fund.
So basically, with both of those methods, people who've had a very good year want to reduce the taxable liabilities. The donor advised funds allow them to accumulate, get the benefits now, get the benefits moving forward, and look for the project that really tickles their fancy, if you will. Maybe it's not there right now. And that's where, Gene, you can come in because you're matching people's funds with opportunities to donate so that I may have that, you know, I always think of Jed Clampett and hitting the oil well type of thing, where somebody really gets something. They want to bless others. They want to help our community, but they haven't found the right project. They can put in those monies into that donor advised fund and then wait while gaining the tax benefits. But in either case, Fred, as they go through this, is this something that there's staff associated with the Community Foundation? Because sometimes people, they've done their taxes over the years themselves. They don't have a financial planner. Do they have to have a CPA, or are there things that the Community Foundation can do if they contact them?
Well, we'd always recommend that anybody consult their personal tax advisor before doing anything of this nature. There are always complexities or idiosyncrasies in the law that might affect somebody that you can't address unless you look at their specific tax situation. But yes, the Community Foundation staff is knowledgeable and well-versed and very happy to help everybody to make the most efficient gifting path that they possibly can.
Now, one of the things, Gene, that Fred does is a member of your board. He helps give some direction to the types of projects that you undertake. And I'm sure he helps in people who are not just his clients, but other people out there who know of his expertise. That helps people get very comfortable with giving to the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, doesn't it?
It happens every week. I'm not kidding, where people will be looking at the Community Foundation and they will comment as they're taking a look at what we do and how we operate. And they will look at our board of directors and they'll say, whoa, you've got quite a board. And that kind of seals the deal. And Fred is a great part of that. He's a chair of our investment committee. People are very impressed with the board of directors that we have, the diversity that we have, and the skill sets that are at the table. Fred is very much a part of that.
And if I can, Fred, build you up in this extent. One of the things that you look at in terms of the investments that the Community Foundation undertakes is that preservation of capital. It's not like some of the people who go out there wildcat oil drilling or things like that. You represent a very long-term view and a, if I can say this, fiscally conservative view in terms of what you undertake.
That's correct. And we employ professional advisors, and these advisors specialize in community foundations and entities of our nature. And our history has been quite well. We've done quite well with the funds.
And again, Gene, if people want to get a hold of you at the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin, how do they do it?
They can call us at 715-845-9555. Or they can reach us over the internet, www.cfonCW. Or if you like to do a Google search.
That's .org.
.org.
CFONCW.org.
Thank you. And you could do a Google search, Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. And if you have questions and you kind of want to float an idea, you can call us. We are confidential. We're not going to reveal anything.
You've only laughed at me twice when I gave you my ideas.
You have great ideas. I started the show with that.
I know.
So, yes, but if you have an idea. And another thing about the Donor Advised Fund, we have people coming in our door with needs. And not all of those ideas are fundable through our regular granting process. And I say, just give me a couple of days. And we know the funding preferences of our 92 donor advisors, and some of them, they're a match. And so we call in confidence and say, we're aware of this project. Is this something that you're interested in doing? And 9 out of 10, they are. So it's a really fun and rewarding thing to do.
Now, again, Jean Tian, she's director of the Community Foundation of North Central Wisconsin. The website, www.cfonCW.org. You can reach her by phone at 715-845-9555. That's 715-845-9555. She's got 92 donor-advised funds right now. And as Fred Lindin has pointed out, if you've had a great year, one, we're happy for you. And if you're two, if you're looking to help somebody else, these donor-advised funds or these contributed assets, this is the time right now to get with your financial advisor and then get connected with the Community Foundation, because they've got opportunities, they've got people with needs, and your assets, your monies, may help them. Gene, I hope you have a great and a blessed Thanksgiving. Fred, you as well. Thanks for coming in. I must say, CPA, you laid it out very nicely and understandably.
He's
Are you sure
good.
You're a CPA?
He's good.
Thank you.
We
Thank
appreciate you,
very much.
You joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ollie.